You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and joining me today is the UK record holder for the fastest eighth of a mile done on a motorbike by a blind or partially sighted person without assistance. Please welcome Nigel Lim.
Hello there, Ellie. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for joining me, Nigel. So, first of all, can you tell us a little bit more about what the record you set last week was and what you actually did?
Right. So, I set a record on a drag strip on my Triumph Bonneville, and I did 76 miles an hour in 9.24 seconds. So I've actually set the record now for either me to beat or somebody else to beat.
Do you think you'll have a go at beating it?
Yeah, definitely. Now, the thing is, I did it on the Triumph Bonneville, which is a road bike. If I did it on a faster bike, I could do it even faster. But if I want to beat it big style, I think I'm going to need to get on a faster bike, which I've got one that I could lend. So watch this space, if you know what I mean.
So, Nigel, why did you want to set this record? I mean, if we've spoken to you when you've done different things with AbleNet before, you know, flying planes and all sorts of stuff. But why did you want to set this record on a motorbike?
Well, for several reasons. One, because that's always been me. I've rode motorbikes all my life and stuff. Secondly, I just felt like I wanted to set a record to be the first man to do it. And thirdly, I want to try and inspire other disabled people that just because we're disabled, it doesn't mean to say that life stops. And I'm not trying to say that just everybody can get on a motorbike. That's not what I'm trying to say at all. I'm just trying to say, get out of your comfort zone. Whatever you want to do, just try and do it. Just say you've never made a cup of tea before, make a cup of tea, try and make one, because it's not a matter of how high your mountain is and your goals are. It's about breaking your goal and achieving something else. I just want to inspire other people to try and get out of the comfort zone because there is more to life out there and stuff. And if I can just say this, a young lad who follows me on Instagram, he's 11 years old, he's partially sighted, and he does tricks on his scooter. And his dad brought him from Durham right down to me doing the race so he could meet me. And I like to think after the event, I inspired him to, because he's 10 years old, I think, he's got a life in ahead of him of partial sightedness, stroke blindness. So hopefully, even if nothing ever come out of that, what I did at weekend, there was one thing come out. He come and saw somebody else doing something to inspire him to, you know, for the rest of his life.
That's such an admirable thing, Nigel, to have that young boy looking up to you and thinking, you know, having you as a role model and thinking, if he can do it, why can't I? And you're completely right about setting goals and getting out of your comfort zone. You know, for you, it might be going and setting a UK record on a motorbike, but for somebody else, like you say, it might be making it a cup of tea or going to the shop on their own or something like that.
Absolutely. Though, you know, I don't compete against anybody, only myself, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it's not disability is not a competition with everybody. It's a matter of beating your own goals and just achieving something, not every day, but every week. To me, it gives me a more fulfilled life. And as you know, I had an ordinary life for 50 years, an ordinary sighted life until my accident, which has caused my eyesight problem. So I want to kind of hark back to what I had before, if you know what I mean. I want to get up in the morning and feel good about myself and get up in the morning with a meaning. And you know, when I come out of hospital, out of my coma, I'd lost everything. I'd lost my business and all this kind of stuff. I never thought I'd ever regain any sense of normality, and dare I say what I'm doing is probably to try and cover my anxiety and problems in my life. I try and do stuff to keep me getting up in the morning and mm-hmm. And getting me out of bed, and I'm sure a lot of listeners can kind of, you know, associate with this, not wanting to get up and not wanting to go back to life, you know.
You mentioned just before there, Nigel, that you lost your sight after your accident. And I was just wondering, when you first got back onto a motorbike after your accident, what was that like? Because that must have been such a big step.
A massive step. But there's three things to ride in a motorbike. There's natural ability, balance and seeing. Well, thankfully, I'd got the balance. Despite me having major brain damage, I still got the balance. And obviously, I still got the natural ability. So them two things kind of I can brush to one side. It's the sight that's the problem. So I can forgive the pun, but I can focus on lack of sight, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. The other two are just, I've done it all my life, so I know what to do, you know, muscle memory and things like that. So, but it was a massive thing when I got on the bike, but I needed to do it. I just needed to do it. I don't know why I needed to do it, but I did. And one thing's led to another. You know, before my accident, when I was working, I was one of top 10 in Britain in my trade as an auto electrician. So I'd got to the finals in 2005 in Britain of top 10 technicians. So I've always been a driven person. And I dare say, thankfully, I'm a driven person still, you know, and that's what drives me forward.
So what do you want people to take away from listening to this interview or from seeing your record that you've made, the UK record? What do you want people to think about when they hear about what you've done?
The one thing I want them to hear about is that feel good about yourself, you know what I mean? And you can do things. You need to push yourself. And like I've just said earlier on, it doesn't mean to say you've got to get in a motorbike and do what I do or get in a car. That's not what I'm trying to say at all. You just get up every morning and think, what can I do today that I didn't do yesterday? You know, to give yourself a more fulfilled life. I think that's all I want people to take from this, really.
And that's good advice for not just for disabled people, but for everybody, Nigel.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, I'd have given this advice to myself before I had this accident. And I did. You know, I've always said, who you are before a disability shapes who you are after the disability. I'm pretty sure of that. And the fact I was a driven man before this, I'm still a driven man. And don't get me wrong, when I came out of my coma, I wanted to commit suicide. I'd lost my business. I'd lost my wife. She had a mental breakdown. I'd lost everything. I wanted to commit suicide. And thankfully, I didn't, but because I'm doing what I'm doing now. So I know how much it means to drive myself forward, you know. And again, I'm sure there's other people been in a similar situation, you know. I mean, I went to bed one night and got up the next night, but it was 11 days later because I'd been in a coma and I couldn't see. So it just happened within 2 seconds. My sight loss happened within 2 seconds, you know, from an ordinary life to a disabled life. And as I say, I wanted to kill myself. And I've never had them thoughts in my entire life. I've never been a person. I've always been a happy person. So for me to actually have them thoughts was a hard thing to accept and an hard thing for other people to accept.
But you've seen that you've come so far from that and now you're inspiring sort of the next generation as well as everybody else.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. And as I say, it's not just disabled people, it's people in general, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, we've only got one shot at life and we need to give it the best shot. That's what I think, and I don't think you can go far wrong then.
Absolutely, Nigel. Well, thank you for taking the time to speak to us and for being so honest and everything. And if you want to follow Nigel on all his adventures that he has, different experiences that he does, you can find out more on his YouTube channel, Nigel Blind Bloke Racing. Make sure you check that out. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Nigel, and until next time, take care.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ellie. Thank you very much.